Hey there, and welcome back to the Pre-Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we are trying to help you engaged couples have a strong foundation for your upcoming marriage.
Yeah, and today's topic is one of the most complex, let's say.
Yes, it is.
Topics and issues that you'll face as a couple, and that is navigating in-laws, navigating the family of origin from which both of you come, and if maybe you came from a blended family situation, you each might have two different kind of families of origin.
Yes.
And that's a lot of relatives to keep up with. It can make holidays really complicated. It can make unity really complicated.
Yes.
And we want to just help prepare you for all of that and help lead you through the conversations you need to have to set you out on the right foot. So let's dive into today's episode.
Okay, well, this issue that we are going to discuss today is a big one, and it brings up a lot of different feelings for people because we are talking about family, in-laws, parents, and how those relationships need to change a little bit once we get married, because it's a whole new world, you know, once you get married, because like we've mentioned before in earlier episodes, your spouse becomes your number one priority as far as your human relationships. And so it takes a little navigating and setting some boundaries with our parents and in-laws.
Yes. And it can be messy. You know, it can be messy, especially like in our situation. We were the first from either of our families to get married.
Yep.
So this is a huge adjustment for both sides of the family. You know, they weren't used to this dynamic of,
yeah,
you know, kids marrying and shared holidays and all that. So for both of us, we were navigating waters that were brand new, not only for us, but for our families.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that it's complicated. You know, people have like deep sentimental attachment to the way holidays are done. And people have, you know, deep sentimental attachment to certain rituals and routines that the family has had. And once you marry, you're creating in that moment, you're creating a family of your own. Even if children aren't yet involved, the two of you are now a new family unit.
Right.
And by God's design, his law of priority is God first and then your marriage next. And then everybody else has to take a back seat to that priority. And that can be a hard adjustment,
yes,
especially if you're, you know, really close to your parents, or perhaps one or both of your parents is just, you know, really used to having a certain amount of access to you and time with you. And it's something that has to be navigated potentially delicately, but then there might also come a time where firmly it has to be addressed to protect your own heart, to protect your own sanity,
right,
and to protect your marriage, and to do your best to be as equitable as possible about honoring both sides of the family instead of,
yeah,
just one or the other.
And that's exactly where it can be tricky, is when you're trying to organize holiday events, birthdays, and things like that. And, you know, it may be that your family is one that plans ahead, but your spouse's family doesn't. And that's especially tricky. And we actually dealt with that. You know, Dave's family,
yeah,
his mother is a planner. I mean, she literally carries a literal planner, like,
yeah,
a huge planner till this day. And she's just very on top of things, loves to plan ahead. Whereas like my mom, who will plan things, and she's, I mean, in fact, she could like be a professional event planner. But when it comes to setting that time and that date, she's just more of a free spirit and is like, we'll play it by ear. And we're like, well, we can't play it by ear because we live, you know, 9 hours away. And so we've had to navigate that throughout the years, and we've had to kind of decide ourselves. You know, you can't necessarily just leave it up to the family. You can tell them, here's what I can do. And that took some, it was a learning curve for us, and especially for me, because in the beginning of our marriage, I was only 20 years old. I literally was still in college. You know, so I'd lived away from home for a bit because I had lived on campus, but I had a hard time really kind of putting some boundaries in place, didn't I, sweetie? And it took Dave being very patient with me, because I had to realize that we are our own family unit, and me saying, no, I can't do that doesn't mean I don't love you to my family. It just means, you know, I'm a grown woman and I have a husband now, and I'm dealing with two families here. For some of you, you may have divorced parents, you're dealing with four families. So there's a lot of moving parts that go on here. And it takes you as a couple sitting down, looking at your calendar, praying about it, making sure that you are trying to be as fair as possible, and then telling your parents, your in-laws, listen, we love you guys, but you know, last Christmas we spent a lot more time with the Willis side of the family. So this Christmas we're going to spend more time with this other side of the family, just so we can be as equitable as possible. And then we can flip-flop it the next year. However it needs to work for your family, depending on where you live, if you're close, if you're far away, the timing, when you can get off work. You know, there's a lot of things that go on here, but it's going to take everybody, you and your spouse and your families, to be very understanding and willing to give you wiggle room. And I think one thing that really helped us is Dave's family, frankly, they realized, you know, early on in our marriage, they were like, listen, the time with you is the most important thing. The date is not as important. And so when we moved away from home, we're originally from Kentucky and we moved to Georgia, his family was so gracious to say, you know what, when you come in, if you could come in a day or two early, we'll just celebrate early. Or if you can stay a day or two late, we'll just celebrate later, because our main prerogative is time with you and time with your kids. And we're not going to just stick our feet in and say it has to be on this particular date when the holiday supposedly took place. So, you know, we got to be able to give a little. You know, so many engaged couples spend so much time and money on preparing for their wedding, but they often forget that they need to prepare for their marriage. Well, we have got a great new resource for you, and it's called Preparing for I Do.
That's right. This video course is going to have so much information to help spark meaningful conversations for your future marriage and to help you set a solid foundation for your life together. The videos aren't all that are part of the course. There's also a powerful assessment tool designed by Jimmy Evans, which is going to lead you through some of the most important conversations you've ever had as a couple. To access all this and much more, check out the site premarriage.com. Flexibility is a must for every marriage, for every family. Anything in life that is inflexible breaks. That's just how stuff works. You know, even a branch. If you grab a branch and it's old and dried, it's not flexible. It'll break. If it's flexible, it won't. It'll bend. And there's going to be a lot of bending that has to take place. And you might have to limber up, so to speak, to get flexible and sort of condition your families that they're going to have to do the same. That now we need to be thoughtful and sensitive to not only our own wants and needs and desires and traditions, but now we're bringing new people into it. You know, we're bringing this new member of our family in, and we need to honor his or her family and their traditions as well, and do our best to accommodate and to serve one another. Again, which is a very Christian concept. We're called to serve one another in love and not demand our own way. But at the same time, you know, I do think that we have to not just always give in to the loudest voice.
Absolutely.
Because that's not fair either. So you as a couple have to navigate the waters of saying, no matter what we do, we're probably going to disappoint some people. And it's not our job to please everybody. And yeah, the Bible calls us to honor our parents, but honoring parents in adulthood does not mean obeying. It doesn't even mean pleasing them. It means appreciating them for what they've done for us. It means respecting them insofar as that respect doesn't impede on our own, you know, sanity. It means thanking them for all the good they've done for us. And when it's, you know, they're in a position to need help from us someday, to be the first ones to offer that help to them. But it certainly doesn't mean jumping through every hoop that they put out. And some parents, some adults, some people are just controlling by nature. And they're going to try to control you just because that's all they know how to do. And maybe they have a warped view of what love is, and they think that love means you do whatever they say. And if you don't, then it means you don't love them. And they'll try to redefine love. But God's the one who defines love. And love is not about control, and it's not about manipulation. And so you don't need to fall into anyone's definition of love other than God's. And God's is the love that's going to show that there's freedom and there's joy and there's peace in it when we're walking in that. And there might not always feel like there's freedom and joy and peace when you're navigating complex family dynamics, but do your best to love and honor folks, and also recognize that there might come a place where you need to put boundaries in place. If they're consistently overstepping and they're trying to tell you what to do, and they're every time you're there and involved with them, there's hostility or there's negativity, you might need to take some space and say, listen, you know, I love you. I care for you. That's right. I want a long-term relationship with you, but right now the dynamic we're in is not healthy. I'm willing to do whatever to promote health. I'm willing to go sit down with a counselor with you, a trained mediator to help us find common ground. But until we're willing to go to a safe, neutral place and have those kind of conversations with the professional to help us chart out a road ahead, I feel like it's not safe or healthy or beneficial for us to continue doing what we're doing. And we need to have a boundary in our own marriage to protect our own marriage, our own life, our own sanity. And to protect the hope of a restored relationship here, I need to just take some space, take some distance. And it's not to punish anyone. It's just to protect everyone involved. And hopefully it won't come to that. But in extreme situations, you need to be prepared for that as a possibility.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's so wise that you're watching this right now. You're trying to prepare for marriage and do that the best that you can. And so it would be really beneficial for you and your fiance to start talking to your parents about how things are going to change when it comes to holidays right now before you're married. And just reassure them that you love them, that you're for them, that you want to be with them, but that because you're joining two families, and it, like I said, in some ways, sometimes it's four families if you're from blended families. And so you're going to have to say, like, guys, we love you, but we want to have a great relationship with you. So it's going to look a little different. And we just want to ask that you'd have patience with us and that you would also give us a lot of grace. And we promise to give you a lot of grace, especially when there's this misunderstandings that are certainly going to happen. You know, we're going to offer each other grace and we're going to work towards a solution. And, you know, it's just so important to do that. And one of my favorite verses, and Dave kind of touched on this a little bit, but one of my favorite verses is true love casts out fear. And I think that there are some parents where there's this fear that they're going to lose you and that you're not going to come back around. And sometimes the parents who have given their blessing to their son or daughter to marry, and then all of a sudden they're empty nesters, sometimes that fear is, and they don't know what to do with themselves with their spouse with an empty home, you know, that doesn't have kids in it anymore. And so they're holding on to you for dear life because you were that buffer between them and their spouse. And suddenly they're having to actually deal with their spouse. And so a lot of times it has nothing necessarily to do with you. And you have to just remember that. But true love casts out fear. And when our parents are trying to manipulate us or make us feel guilty or even go so far as to badmouth our spouse so that we spend more time with them and not as much with our spouse, that's toxic. And that's a time when I would even encourage you to go so far as to ask your parents and your in-laws to go to family counseling with you, because if they're not able to have a civil conversation with you and they're not willing to ever bend on the holiday times or when you see them and they're so demanding all the time, it's good to have somebody who can mediate that and who can help them see the error of their ways. Because sometimes I think our parents are so used to getting their way and our in-laws are so used to getting their way that all of a sudden their child is married and they got so excited planning the wedding that they forgot, oh my goodness, they're getting married and they're becoming their own family unit and I'm going to have to respect some boundaries. And a mediator can really do a great job of just being this neutral person who doesn't take sides, who just says, look, God made marriage so that a husband and wife could come together and leave and cleave to one another and become their own family unit. This doesn't mean they don't love you and that they're not going to have a relationship with you, but it does mean it's going to look different and you're going to have to bend some. And I think that if you're in that dynamic right now and having these conversations with your in-laws even before the wedding and they're not so keen on it, I would encourage you to go to a family counselor now and go ahead and work out these kinks.
Yeah, and that could be a game changer. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. We actually have coaches right here at this ministry that can help give some insight to navigate that. So if you want to talk with someone by phone or by Skype and just say, here's the situation we're in, can you help us navigate this? These are trained folks that can pray with you, that can talk with you, that can listen to your very specific situation and help guide you through it. And you can find out more about them at xomarriage.com/coaches. But whether you reach out to the coaches or meet with a Christian counselor in your area, or even a trusted mentor who you're not related to, just to get that impartial third party, someone who knows you and loves you and their only agenda is to help. Reaching out for counsel is a sign of wisdom, the Bible says. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. And I know some of these complex family dynamics can just feel overwhelming. And God doesn't want you to feel overwhelmed. He wants you to be encouraged and he wants you to have a path forward that can lead to healing. Right. It might not be an easy path, but there's always a path that can lead to healing. So don't give up. Keep talking with your fiance about these things. Talk about what are the things that the traditions that my family has implemented that I want to make sure we keep in our own family? What are the traditions that your family's implemented that we want to keep? What are the traditions and just the habits that we want to make sure we get rid of the first chance that we get? And start learning from how are we going to, as we honor both families, how are we going to build our own family, which is something completely unique, built on a foundation set in part by each of our individual families, but also something completely unique that God is building through us as a couple. And talk about that. And to help guide those conversations, again, our new video course, Preparing for I Do, has a great discussion guide and an assessment tool that's going to guide you through the questions you need to be asking each other that are going to lead to those important conversations, not only about how to navigate these family situations with in-laws and holidays and all of that, but also to how to create the right start to the foundation for your own new family, what you want your holidays to look like, what traditions and legacy do you want to pass on someday. So you can find all of that at premarriage.com. And I hope that that resource will help you. I know that it will, in fact, because it's not just us teaching, even though we had a blast teaching it.
Yes.
But as part of a greater team here at XO, like, it was all hands on deck. And I'm so proud of the end result of it. That's why we've talked about it in every one of these episodes of the Premarriage Podcast, is we just feel so strongly about it. It's something that could really, really help you and help every couple. I think if every engaged couple went through the Preparing for I Do course and they had the conversations that were outlined in that assessment and they worked through the discussion guide, man, I think that the divorce rates would plummet in generations to come. I really, truly believe that, because it's built on the timeless foundation of God's word and principles that never go out of style, that if we'll live by these principles in our relationship, then we can have health in our families, in our marriages, in our homes, and in every part of our relationship. So get that premarriage course for yourself. And if you've got an engaged couple in your life that you might want to gift that to, or at least share the link with them as you're sharing this podcast with them as well, I really think it'll make a difference. And again, you can find all that at premarriage.com.
That's right. And we are just so excited for you and your fiance and all the things that God has in store. And we just believe that there are good things in store for you. Because like we've said before, so many people spend all this time and effort and energy and money on planning their wedding, but they often forget about planning their marriage and really thinking long and hard about the kind of marriage that they want to have and learning all about it. But you have done just that. So thank you so much for sticking with us throughout this entire pre-marriage podcast. And we just pray God's blessing over you and your future marriage. Bye-bye.